Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to our impeachment debate between Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, and Howard Bloom, our expert. And we're going to go now to Dr. John Curtis. John, I want your thoughts on the fact that the president did talk to the president of Ukraine, did talk to him about Joe Biden. Improper? Inappropriate? Is it impeachable?
I don't think so. I don't think it's impeachable at all. I think you have to remember, George, that the goal of the Democrat Party was always to impeach Trump. They didn't think the election was legitimate. You hear Hillary Clinton going on the news just recently saying it was an illegitimate presidency. They've tried to discredit him from day one. The impeachment is a direct result of them failing to pick anything, cherry-pick anything out of the Mueller report for the last 3 months since Mueller delivered it, and come up with something new. Now you have a whistleblower report that Adam Schiff, the chairman of the committee, lied about, said that he had no contact with the whistleblower, and then had to renege on it when it came out that the whistleblower, in fact, it was in contact with his office and Schiff from in the middle of July. They were talking about it before it came out in October. So Schiff has been replete with inconsistencies. He's interviewing, cherry-picking. You talk about cherry-picking. All of the testimony that's gone on at his committee are all partisan Democrats basically denouncing Trump because they want him out. The Democrats want to throw as much mud on Trump as they can through this impeachment for one purpose only, so they can beat him in the 2020 election. And you talk about, Trump's conversation with Zelensky. His name is not Vladimir, it's Volodymyr Zelensky. He was asking about Hunter Biden. And the last time I checked, George, Hunter Biden is not running for any elected office. He's completely fair game for Trump to ask questions about. And remember that Joe Biden was the head of Obama's task force to deal with corruption in Ukraine after the revolution, the pro-democracy revolution, where the CIA essentially overthrew the Kremlin-backed president, Vladimir Yanukovych, back then. And so what you have essentially is a coup d'etat taking place within the U.S. Congress right now with the most phony, fabricated, and fraudulent impeachment ever. Hunter Biden was legitimate. He was making a legitimate target for Trump. He was making $50,000 a month, and his father was the head of an anti-corruption campaign. What more corruption can you ask for than to stick your own kid on a board of an energy company that he knows nothing about, making millions of dollars from the Ukraine at a time when the country is hemorrhaging? So when you talk about this whistleblower, all of the testimony that's going on right now, and the fact that this was primarily not about Joe Biden, even though they did raise his comments to the Council on Foreign Relations, where he publicly admitted that he threatened to take away Ukraine's foreign aid if they didn't fire a prosecutor that was considering investigating the energy company board that Hunter Biden was sitting on.
All right, let me go to Howard. Howard, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, former Texas governor, is turning in his resignation over all of this, too. Your thoughts?
And he's not the only one. There has been the head of Homeland Security is fleeing. A number of members of the State Department have dropped out so that they can testify. And there's 129 Republicans voted on a bill that called, basically, our abandonment of the Kurds, not ours, Donald Trump's abandonment of Kurds, treachery, unacceptable treachery. And once upon a time in the 1990s, a guy named Lindsey Graham said that impeachment is about cleansing the presidency, cleansing the office. He said it was about restoring integrity and restoring honor to the presidency. There is no honor with this president. And John, your facts are unfortunately wrong. The Mueller report had over 200 pages talking about the Russian incursions, the Russian cyber warfare against the United States, all of which benefited one person, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief of the United States. He is sworn to defend us against all enemies, domestic and foreign. And there is a foreign enemy that is highlighted in the Mueller report that is giving gifts, one gift after another, to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump wants to close his eyes and refuses to believe that those gifts are for real. The Mueller report never said that there was no collusion.
Well,
let me just finish. The collusion word does not appear in the Mueller report. What the Mueller report says is that criminal conspiracy consists of two people sitting down over a piece of paper and writing out their agreement. Now, Putin and Trump never sat down over a piece of paper, and therefore they cannot be accused of criminal conspiracy. But there is nothing, nothing, nothing in the report that says no collusion. William Barr, who is the attack dog that Donald Trump has wanted ever since Roy Cohen, he says, "Where is my Roy Cohen?" William Barr is it, and he lied.
Is it your opinion, Howard, that this impeachment inquiry will broaden and open up beyond just the Ukraine phone call?
It could. Nancy Pelosi is keeping it very tightly reined in on this Ukrainian phone call. And as I read you before, that Ukrainian phone call does not mention corruption, but it mentions the Bidens. And specifically the Bidens. Joe Biden is the father of Hunter Biden, and that's why Hunter Biden is a target. This could open further because Nancy Pelosi says that this impeachment is about the fact that Donald Trump has broken his oath. Now, that can go anywhere.
John, this entire situation, do you think, is geared toward getting the president out of the 2020 election?
Of course it is, George. I mean, this is just a strategy by the Dems to toss as much mud on Trump as they can get. And I don't know what Mueller report Howard is reading. If there were charges against Trump, if there was any conspiracy with Russia, Mueller would not have said that after 22 months, 19 prosecutors, 500 depositions, I mean hundreds of witnesses interviewed, that he could not find a single case of coordination or conspiracy with Trump or anyone in his campaign. So I don't know what Howard is reading. All I know is some people like to look up facts, and some people like to make up facts. And Howard has just made up some very interesting facts. The fact is that there was no collusion, and they couldn't get an obstruction charge on Trump. So they concocted this entire thing out of a conversation that he had with a so-called whistleblower that was nothing more than basically a staged, orchestrated event by the Intelligence Committee involving Adam Schiff in order to finally get the impeachable offense. And remember that Nancy Pelosi was under tremendous pressure from AOC, the squad, all of the left wing of the Democrat Party to impeach Trump. They were pounding on her on a daily basis, threatening to mutiny if she didn't impeach Trump. So this impeachment, by the way, will go nowhere in the U.S. Senate. There is nothing in this where looking into Hunter Biden is anything related to Joe Biden. Remember, Joe Biden is not the nominee of the Democratic Party. He's one of 20 people running for president right now. So if somebody can't ask any questions about Joe Biden, what he was doing as an emissary investigating corruption and placing his son essentially on a board in Ukraine to make $50,000 a month, and nobody can ask those kind of questions, then you can see the kind of total charade this is and how the deck is stacked by these Democrats trying this impeachment case. But there's no cross-examination going on of any of these witnesses. And when there is at a Senate trial, you're going to see this entire stack of cards by the Democrats completely fall apart.
Howard, your rebuttal.
Donald Trump was not asking for information about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, the problem with Hunter Biden obviously is that Joe Biden is his father. What the president was doing, what Donald Trump was doing, was applying pressure by withholding $400 million of aid that is vital aid because there's a war going on. Russia is invading the Ukraine. And that $400 million was being withheld by the president after being allocated by the Congress. That is illegal, John. It's illegal to hold up money for reasons like that. Why was the money being held up? Because Donald Trump had a whole squad of people twisting Zelensky's arm to have an investigation of the Bidens, an extensive investigation of the Bidens. And it was based on the idea that there was corruption going on. Well, one congressman says that what's going on around Trump is a culture of corruptions. There are seven ways in which President Trump is milking money from the taxpayers or profits from being in the White House. He's made $720,000 from campaign events. Secret Service golf court rentals paid to the Trump Organization have cost $137,000 in just 9 months. The Republican National Committee spent over $300,000 at Trump properties in 2016 and 2017. Trump Organization real estate income went to new heights after Trump became president to $168.5 million in a year, and then there's holding the G7 at Trump's Doral Golf Resort in southern Florida. And even the conservative Washington Examiner says holding G7 at Trump's Doral Resort is shameless. It is the shamelessness, the dishonesty, the 12 lies a day of this president that has made people like me sick to the stomach over this con man Don being in the White House and destroying it, dirtying it, sullying it, setting new standards of what a president should be. A dishonest con man, a grifter, a thief? Is that what we want for a president? He is not fit for the presidency. This is cause for impeachment.
Well, that's not the cause that Nancy Pelosi is looking at at all. They're looking at a conversation. And if you don't think that Hunter Biden going to China with his father on Air Force Two and walking away with $1.5 billion for a private equity fund is not corruption, then what is?
I mean, John, you just made the case for
you
just
made you don't like Trump.
You've made the case for impeaching
the impeachment
Trump
case is built
because
on
the corruption of the Trump family.
Hold on,
the conversation that he had with Zelensky on the 25th. Nothing else. So who created the new dossier was a part of the team on Adam Schiff's intelligence committee in order this is basically the second dossier. Now, if you didn't call Christopher Steele a whistleblower, and the person who fabricated this complaint about Trump is not a whistleblower either. It's an inside job from the House Intelligence Committee, and Schiff was already caught in the lie that he had nothing to do with the whistleblower complaint, when in fact he had everything to do with it. And that
John, the new dossier you're talking about comes from the White House. It comes from Donald Trump. He swears by this transcript. He said it was done by very talented people. And just to remind you, he says there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. Now, who stopped the prosecution? Was it Hunter Biden, who has no relationship to Joe Biden, according to you? No, it's Joe Biden. He is talking about Joe Biden after withholding $400 million in order to twist Zelensky's arm to give him opposition research. That is illegal. To solicit opposition research from a foreign government is illegal. But
well,
Trump said in front of the cameras, he said, that he would do it any day of the week, that it's legitimate, that that is not an illegal contribution, that it's information. And he will do it all the time. And then he went out and asked for the same thing from China.
John, do you think the president thought that Joe Biden would get the nomination, would be his chief competitor in the 2020 election, and he figured, now's my chance to get him now?
You know, George, I think it's very hard to get into the kind of machinations that go through Trump's head, honestly. He makes some really ill-advised statements sometimes. I think this phone call and getting, you know, the judgment on his part of having somebody, I mean, talking to the Ukrainian president about an ongoing presidential thing, I think is just really ill-advised. I don't think it's impeachable. I think that it's another example of Trump wanting to retaliate against the Christopher Steele dossier, basically, where Hillary went essentially to the Kremlin for every contact she should get to a foreign government to dredge up every bit of dirt from a foreign government, yes, on Donald Trump. So this is Trump basically saying, well, look, if they can do it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
oh, there's
so,
a big difference,
and he's
John.
Got himself.
Hang on a second.
Hold on, Howard.
Right
hold
now.
On. Let him finish.
Okay.
Go. All right. Go ahead now, Howard.
There is a huge difference here. Hillary Clinton was a candidate for president. She was not using the power of the White House and of a $400 million a batch of money that was necessary for the security of the Ukraine and ultimately the security of the West against Russia. She was not using the power of the White House. She paid for that dossier. She paid a highly experienced person who had run MI6, the MI6 desk of Moscow, and she got a lot of leads that sound very credible and are completely consistent with Donald Trump's pro-Russian behavior from 1984 and 1987. There's a huge difference between using the entire power of the United States government and all of its treasury to leverage, to twist the arm of a foreign president in order to get personal information that will help you in your 2020 presidential campaign. There's no comparison between Hillary
you
and
know,
what
the
president
the
is doing right now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.